In West Virginia, police are focusing their search for suspects in this month's sniper-style killings around the small community of Campbell's Creek. Authorities say the same weapon, probably a .22 caliber rifle, was used to gun down the three victims at area convenience stores. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Giles Snyder spoke with residents of Campbell's Creek and sent this report.
It's a sunny day on Campbell's Creek. Lawnmowers are buzzing and families have gathered at the community's small public park. But underneath what appears to be a typical day here, people are nervous.
You can't go out and do what you need to do without having to look over your shoulder thinking somebody's might be doing something stupid.
John Cart has lived on Campbell's Creek for 5 years. Two fellow residents, 31-year-old Jeannie Patton and 26-year-old Oki Meadows Jr., were killed within 90 minutes of each other at separate convenience stores 10 days ago. 4 days earlier, Gary Carrier Jr. of South Charleston was shot while he was talking on a payphone at an urban Charleston convenience store. Cart and his wife are letting their kids and a nephew get a little playtime in at Point Lake Park, which is about a mile away from one of the shootings. Cart thinks the shootings were random and with school opening on Tuesday, he's concerned about his kids' safety.
Who's to say this person's not going to move on to a different type of setup or an area where he wants to pick his next target?
Authorities have been careful not to characterize the shootings as random sniper attacks like last year's shootings were in the Washington, D.C. area. For one, they think the three West Virginia killings may have been motivated by illegal drugs, which means that Patton, Meadows, and Carrier were targeted and not shot randomly. That's comforting to Angie Cly. Today, Cly is operating one of at least four yard sales on Campbell's Creek Road.
I think a lot of people do want to grasp onto the drug connection because it gives them an explanation of how somebody could do that.
The theory that drugs are in some way involved in the killings doesn't sit well with everybody. Charleston Police Chief Jerry Polly has said there is no solid evidence showing drug involvement, and the Patton and Meadows family strongly dispute the theory. But Special Agent Ken McCabe, who is working on the case for the FBI, said at Friday's press briefing that drugs are among the possible motives investigators are looking into.
That is one of the avenues that is being investigated by the task force, as is all possible theories.
Police have released a sketch of a man they say was present at the Go-Mart convenience store in Cedar Grove, where Oki Meadows was killed. He is described as a heavyset man with a beard who drives a dark-colored pickup truck, which authorities have also been looking for. They also want to talk to a tall, slender man with very white legs who was seen at the Campbell's Creek Speedway store where Jeannie Patton was killed. They say he's not a suspect, but rather a witness. McCabe says the task force has been following up on more than 600 leads. For NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder in Charleston, West Virginia.